Hey Greg, how are you?
Who this?
Hey, this is Zach. We
Who?
talked. This is Zach.
Oh, Zach, yeah. Zach, how you doing, man?
Good, good. I'd given you a call and on Friday and we chatted a little bit. I just wanted to kind of see where you're at with things and if we can work, great. If
Yeah.
no problem, I get it.
Yeah. I think I know. I think gave me you gave me a price 70. I think you said something about 70.
Okay.
Yeah. That's way too low, bro. I can't do that, man. So that's the best you can do. I can't work with you, man. Unless you got some other type plan, something. But as far as cash price for that, nah, they selling. You know what? They 70,000 won't get you a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, piece of junk around here nowadays, bro. Where you located at? You in the area or you out of state somewhere?
No, I'm in Ashland.
Okay, you're
So
in Ashland. So
about a
have you
hop.
been by the Ashland? Okay, I used to work in Ashland. I know Ashland very well.
Okay. Where'd you if you don't mind me asking, where'd
A
you
bit.
sort of
I was on a trash truck, so I was picking up every corner of Ashland, so I know Ashland very well. Main Street, Railroad Drive, the college.
They got some. Some of those guys have the best attitude, and I'll tell you, just kind of relative, but I used to drive Lyft and Uber back in the day, and I'd pick up somebody from waste management, and he was having a rough day. I could tell just from his tonality, and I picked him up and I said, "Man, I really appreciate you. You do good work, man. I mean, can you imagine what the city would look like if if you guys weren't doing what you're doing?"
Oh yeah, man, exactly.
The sparkle in kind of that moment we shared together really changed his whole day. So
Oh yeah. Trash man is very, very underrated, man. They don't get the props like they should. But yeah, like I said, I did Ashland for years, man. Residential, picked up houses, then I picked did commercial for a certain amount of years. So I know Ashland very well, man. Yes,
yeah, man. Well, it's Ashland's
but
my.
okay, but now, but as far as Ashland, so when the last time you've been down in Petersburg, as far as just cruising through the neighborhoods, or have you been online looking at some of the properties that's been sold and pending and stuff like that?
Oh yeah. I've done a lot in Petersburg. And that being said, I know it's a growing area. I mean,
Yeah,
really,
big time.
everywhere is growing, right? But also, and I'm just being human here. I'm not, if we can work together, great. If not, no problem. But I got to put my name on it, put a brand on it. So the work that I do, I don't use just, standard builder grade cheap materials from, your local supplier. We do custom everything, and that might be part of my problem, but at the same time, if I'm going to put my name on it, I want it to actually mean something. So, I'm not trying to insult you, and if I did, I apologize. But I just know, I think we can both agree it's going to need work.
No doubt about that. But you're a flipper, or you're trying to hold on to it for a rental property?
Well, I mean, I do both. But for me to put my name on this one, ideal, it's a good rental market down there. That's kind of what angle that I was looking at it for. And
Okay, you got the right spot then, bro. That's if I don't sell, that's what I'll just go ahead and rent it out. But I got other plans, so that's why I want to get rid of it. But yeah, it'll be excellent rental property, man. Ain't no doubt about that. But as far, like I said, as far as the price you named, I can't go there, man. The guys, been coming at me with those low offers for a couple of years now, man. You know, 40,000, 50,000. I'm like, come on, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's heavy, it's hot as hell right now. When I say hot, you can't even find nothing nowadays, man. Everything is selling like hotcakes.
Well, tell me, it's four bedrooms, one bathroom, right?
That's a bath upstairs, a full bath upstairs, and a half downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an excellent piece of property for rental, you know.
And
or if you're going to revamp it, you know, you're going to renovate it, then you probably, you know, you could settle for $250, man. This area, they're selling properties out here going for $250 and some trying to get $300, which is ridiculous, but they're getting it. I done seen it. I done seen it happen. I'm like, I know they can't sell this, you know, get $250 for that. Next thing you know, real estate lady tell me, said, Greg, guess what? What? They sold it. I said, what? Ain't no way. $250? Then right around the corner, here go another $250. So that's the price going for now when they, you know. So if you get mine, you know, if you get mine for, come on, $70,000 is ridiculous. If I was desperate and I sold it for $70, all you got to do is re-put it back on the market for $100, and you'll make an easy $30,000, you know. So I know I've studied the market. I'm not no real estate expert in anything like that, but I studied the market enough to know what I can get and what I can't get. And who's trying to rob me or get a, not rob, but, you know,
okay.
You're trying to get the maximum that you can get. And I'm trying to get the maximum I can get. That's just the name of the game.
Sure.
If we can go in between somewhere, yeah, but 70, you're way off. You're way off. And if you did your homework, you should know you're way off. But I guess, you know, you do what you got to do.
Well, tell me this. You know, what your timeline – let's just be transparent here. What's your realistic timeline and where are you going? Are you flexible? I know you're not desperate. That's fine. You know, you don't have to sell it. We don't have to buy it. You know, that's oftentimes who I love to do business with. What is your timeline looking like?
I don't have a timeline as far as where I got to sell. I don't have a timeline. That's what I've been telling you guys. I'm not desperate to sell. I can hold on to it and you know, keep on doing what I'm doing. Or if I want to get out of town, I can still hold on to it and keep it for a second property or rent it out. So I'm not desperate to sell it.
Sure.
But if I can sell it and get my hands on a nice chunk, then I'm at that point where, hey, I can be, you know, sell it and relocate and get a nice chunk of money. But I'm not going to give it away on Zach. That's just
yeah,
like
I don't expect you to. So you said you're going to relocate. Sounds like you're pretty familiar just with the central Richmond area in general. Are you staying with them?
I'm going to move out of town. I got moms and pops. They up in age now. So I will move out of town and be close to them. You know, they up there, so they probably be around, you know, honestly, another 10, maybe longer years. I don't know, but you figure 10 more years. So if I can relocate and hang out with them for the, you know, 10 years of remaining of their life, it would be fantastic.
I love that. Love that.
So okay. That was one of my goals, one reason for me to want to get rid of it. But it's not a must. Because I can go down there and things might change up and I may come back or, you know, so I still have a property. So I'm not desperate for the money, but like I said, I'm not trying to give it away.
Right. Well, you tell me. I mean, I know what I'm going to have to put, you know, into the property as far as, you know, my brand and my, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know just my whole, you know, dilemma here. I mean, you know, I gave you a number. It doesn't work for you. I get it. You know, and I have properties off of Mercury Street and South Adams. So I'm, you know, I know, you know.
Well, what properties you got? You got properties on what? South Adams. It's right around the corner from you. What do you got around there?
Mainly just a destination point. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm just saying in the vicinity of that area.
Mm-hmm.
and I've done some work over there as well. So
everything on Adams Street, they done bought. There's nothing left over there now. Adams is cleaned out. Everything around is about cleaned out. Everything on Jefferson Street, they just bought the one right down the block, I think 511 or something. That one been sold. So they just started to work on that. The one next to that, they put a new piece, a new construction right there in the middle. I thought they was adding on to the house next door, but now they put up a new one right in the middle. So they grabbing every spot they can find nowadays, bro. So it's a hot spot. My 533 is a hot spot. You know, very hot, very hot. So. Right around the corner of Sycamore, they have two more Sycamore Street. One was sold, and the guy, I don't know what he's doing with it. He's just sitting on it for now. Behind me on Clinton Street, everything's been sold on Clinton Street.
It's no question. I mean, you know, Petersburg is an affordable place to live. I get it.
Yeah, everybody's coming out of Richmond and Ashland. And Chesterfield, because you can't afford nothing up there no more. But you're not going to find anything in Chesterfield and Richmond that you know that you can make some money with. If you're flipping, that's why everybody's down here, and they done cleaned up everybody. It's still some properties down here because I do DoorDash right now, so I'm all over the place. I see everything. So when I see a property, I say, oh, that's a good piece of property right there. You know, which I write the addresses down because I talked to one real estate investor, and he said, "Yo, if you can find me some good properties, you know, I can make some money." So I've just been writing them down, and I'm gonna go from there and see if I can pass these properties on to somebody, and maybe they can do something with it. They can. They give me my PC and whatever. But like this, it's a hot area down here, bro. Very hot. But things is drying up. Things is drying up. So, but Zach, I gotta go. But like I said, that figure you said is just not even close, bro.
And I think
the last cash offers I got, where they was ready to give me money like tomorrow, was like a 105.
Mm-hmm.
105. She's like, yo, I can give you a cashier's check, sign the papers tomorrow, and let's get it done. I said, nah, 105 is, I said, it's okay, but then I was looking for 129.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the minimum I would go is 129. Yeah. I wouldn't go no lower than that.
I'll be honest, man, I can't. I want to work with you. I really do. Because I like the way that you speak, and, you know, you sound like a good old boy to me.
Listen to me. It, regardless of what I sound like, if that's all you can come up with, then you keep in contact with me, keep my number. Maybe you may change your mind. Maybe something may happen. I don't know. Interest rates may go down, and you may be able to come up with a little bit more. Or if you got some kind of a finance type deal, you know, give me 70, and you owe me 70, or we can work something out. But other than that, listen, you want a cash offer? You're way off, Zach. You're way off.
Well, I mean, hey, you're speaking my language now. I mean, something to work with. I mean, 70 is too much out of pocket. Anybody knows even if you bought this property at $300,000, you're going to come out of pocket less than 70 grand. So
I don't know, Zach, that's not true. I done had multiple offers where they was willing to give me, one lady was ready to give me 90 and work with me. Another guy was willing to give me 80. So I can give you 80 and maybe we'll finance the rest. So nah.
I'm not disqualifying anyone, but if that is a true offer that you got, I would say that's a pretty good offer.
That's what I'm saying, Zach. I don't receive multiple pretty good offers, but I still know I can get more. And I'm about ready to put it on the market, Zach. And if I put it on the market, I'm going to put it on the market for top dollar and let them work me down. So when they work me down, I'm going to still clear. I'm going to still clear 129 easy. I'm going to clear that, Zach. If I put it on the market and they talk for 150 and they talk me down to 135 after closing and fees, I'm going to still clear a way more than what you're talking about. So,
all right, well,
mm-hmm.
If, you know, if I could get you, you know, let's just say I get you 150.
Mm-hmm.
Put some money in your pocket, give you, you know, monthly payments and cash you out, you know, in 5 years. Is that something that you'd be able to work with if I'm going to, you know, I'm going to overpay?
Yeah. I already talked to a couple of people who I told them that they can come up with a, if you could come up with a decent amount down and I'll find, you know, finance the rest over 5 years, I can do something like that. But well, I'm not gonna take $10,000 and then you pay me out over 5 years or, you know, something like that. That's not gonna happen. So it's gotta be a lump sum because I don't know you and what's going on with your finances. You might, you know, if I sign a contract and, yeah, you pay me back in 5 years, you may die. Then I got to deal with whoever.
Hey, we can talk about the uncontrollables, but I hear what you're saying. So, yeah. If I give you a lump sum, I'll be honest. If I'm going to overpay for this property, you don't have to, but I would, you know, kind of expect to be worked with and, you know, you'd be flexible on other things. So, you know, if I get you 10 to 15 down and pay you over 5 years, you know, make them that monthly payment of, you know, say $300-$400 and then cash you out at the end of that 5 years, you're going to make, you know, the most amount of money possible with that purchase price being
high. Okay. Well, this is what you do. You come up with a plan and shoot it back to me. Let me look it over, and we'll go from there.
Well, here's what I'm saying is, you know, my word is just as good as anything you can see on paper. Anybody can put anything on paper. I personally don't want to do any type of paperwork unless you're like,
okay,
hey.
So what offer are you talking about right now? You give me what?
10 down and give you $350 a month over 5 years, and cash you out at the end of that 5 years on that, you know, 150 purchase price. I mean, what does that sound like to you? I'm giving you a higher number, paying more than what I want to, but, you know, if you're being flexible, then, you know, I have to be flexible as well. I believe in win-win solutions.
Okay, well, then let me think about that, and I'll get back with you. I'm really looking for a closed deal, get it over with, and I'm going about my business, and you got your property, and whatever you do with it, you know, happy with you, and go from there. So that's what I'm really looking for. Not too much of a $10,000 down and pay me out in 5 years. The unthinkable can happen in 5 years, and I don't want to be out of a property and in court trying to fight somebody over the property.
If I may, let me tell you the best thing about it is, one, title stays in your name. Number one best thing that could happen to you is, one, I stop making the payment. You take title, or you don't even have to take title. It stays in your name, and you just take the property back immediately. So, one, it's a one-line item in the document that we could have. If I don't make a payment within, you know, 10 days, if I miss, you know, one payment, you take property back. You get to sell it. You already got my skin in the game from the upfront. So, I mean, you can talk about taking it back and whatnot, but number one best thing that could happen is that I stop paying and you just resell it.
To be honest, Zach, I don't want to do that, man. I want to, you know, fine print, sell it, shake your hand, you take care. And you go about your way, and I'm gonna go about my way.
Rather do a cash deal.
Yeah, cash deal. That's the bottom line. You know, I'm not in no investor or real estate person to, you know, do that. If, you know, that's what guys who got properties and they do that. I don't do that. I'm just a normal trash truck driver where, hey, I'm selling it, get my money, then I go, if I want to, you know, take my money, go buy me another property, or take my money, go to the casino, Jack, then let me go on about my business, and you got the property, and whatever you're going to do with it, more power to you, you know? So,
you know, I had mentioned 70, I think it was 75, or one of the two, 70, 75, what I mentioned on cash price. You want the cash, you want it. I guess one question is, you know, if I were to even come up from 75, what?
I already told you, Zach, you off, you way off. Go. Have you done any, what they call it?
I have.
Have you done any marketing in this area, man?
Yeah, I have.
You might want to go back and do some more, bro, because I don't. Well, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? MLM or whatever, or are you just looking on Redfin? What are you looking at?
Man, I've looked at all of them: MLS, Zillow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I've looked at them all.
Yeah, so there's no way you're gonna get this property for that price, man. If you've been marketing, doing your homework, there's no way. There's no way. You're way off, bro.
Well,
I don't know how big you are, what company you're with, how big you are, but I done talked to the big dogs, man, and the big dogs offer me more than that. They start off small, and I tell them the same thing I tell you. Hey, Zach, you need to go back and do your homework. Call me back when y'all guys do some homework. They call me back in 2 days, like, hey, Greg, we was wrong. You was right. Okay, we done upped the number. We done went from 50. We can go up to 90. We can get 90 popping right now. You know, so that's,
I mean,
the big boys, you know.
We buy about 20 houses a month. So, and I'm not comparing, you know, big dog, small dog.
Okay,
dogs.
If you buy 20 houses a month, then you know what this one is worth. And, no, I can't let you have it for 7 exact. So you think about it, call me back. And if not, it's not a problem. But I got to go now, Zach. I got to go.
All right, I'll give you a call back then.
Okay, Zach.
All right, thank you.